He reached them and put out his hand to shake.
Agent Dan Boss.
She returned his grip with equal strength as they shook hands.
Bethany Ann, Agent. I understand we have an infestation we need to get rid of quickly. How do you want to do this?
Agent Boss was flummoxed by her unexpected professionalism. His many years of experience told him she'd been in the pit before.
Thank you, Agent Bethany Ann. Please come with me. I'll get you up to date. We have your requested gear as well.
Dan turned and started walking back to the tent. If he'd judged from appearances and his personal biases, he'd have guessed she was no more than a sophisticated model. By the end of the operation, Dan Boss would know he never, ever wanted to piss this lady off. Then he would pray she would be the only agent he would have to work with for the rest of his career.
Agent, it's just Bethany Ann. One name, no last name, and I am certainly not an agent.
Dan looked over his shoulder.
Oh?
Not like you're probably thinking, Agent Boss. I'll help your team through the contacts you're familiar with, but I don't have the same position in the family Bill did before me.
They went into the large tent that was used as the operations center. Another agent sat before two laptops and a couple of large screens, which were set up to show weather radar on one and what looked like real-time satellite tasking on the other.
If it isn't inappropriate, can I ask what your role in the family is?
It hasn't been formally quantified, Agent Boss, but I'm confident that by the time I get to meet everyone, some will call me Bethany Ann, and to others, I will be known as the Queen Bitch.
With affection?
Oh, God, I hope not. If I don't have someone upset with me, then I'm not doing my job correctly.
Wow. She'd just provided more insight into the other side than Bill had in his whole career.
What job is that?
Agent Boss, I'm here to crush the problems your team knows about, those you don't know about, and problems 1,000 years in the making. If the Supernaturals don't get their act in gear, they'd better find a priest. Most of these parahumans only understand strength and violence, and if there's one thing I'm good at, Dan...
He was looking at that raven-haired beauty when her face lost the angelic look and his hindbrain started freaking out in gibbering terror. He had been through 100 operations and had seen Nosferatu and the two vampires from the family. He still occasionally woke up at night sweating from dreams related to the worst of the operations. He became a believer when he saw the personification of destruction and torment looking at him with blood-red eyes and fangs sticking out of her mouth.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's delivering violent messages. Any questions?
Agent Dan Boss just shook his head.